Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about what sparked a revolution in investing. Buckle up, folks. This is a wild ride.
A revolution, you say? I'm intrigued. What exactly was this revolution and why was it so impactful?
Well, it all began in the 1960s at the University of Chicago, a real hotbed for financial theory back then. Researchers there developed groundbreaking ideas about market efficiency and diversification, ideas that completely transformed how pretty much everyone invests today.
Wow, that's a big claim. So who were these revolutionary thinkers?
The article highlights some major players: Eugene Fama, Myron Scholes, and David Booth. These guys took these theoretical ideas and actually applied them to the markets. Think data-driven strategies and a laser focus on minimizing costs. The bedrock of modern passive investing, right there.
Fascinating. But the article also mentions the role of chance, right? How did luck factor into this revolution?
That's what makes this story so compelling. Apparently, a whole lot of serendipity was involved. Fama almost didn't even get to Chicago. His application was lost, and he only got in because of a chance phone call to the dean of students.
No way, so it was just pure luck?
Well, not entirely. Chicago already had a solid reputation in economics. They'd established the Center for Research in Security Prices in 1960, giving these academics access to decades of stock and bond price data. Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
I see, interesting. So Chicago provided the fertile ground, but luck brought the seeds, so to speak.
Exactly. And the story with Scholes is even wilder. He got a job as a computer programmer, even though he wasn't all that experienced. All the other programmers hired alongside him failed to turn up, leaving Scholes to assist in the financial research that eventually led to his Nobel Prize. What are the odds?
That's incredible. It really does make you wonder how different things might be if just one of these chance encounters hadn't happened.
Right? The article brings up other examples of similar serendipitous moments, like Booth dodging the Vietnam War draft due to a lenient officer. Even Silicon Valley's rise is attributed to William Shockley choosing to locate his firm near his mother. These seemingly small decisions had monumental impacts.
It really underscores how these seemingly random events can shape history, doesn't it? Where does the article say the next investing revolution will come from?
Well, it hints that quantitative trading has accelerated market activity, but it's not quite as transformative. Cryptocurrencies are mentioned too, though, with a touch of skepticism. The article leaves us pondering where the next big idea will come from, suggesting that, given the right combination of circumstance and ingenuity, another revolution could always be just around the corner. Who knows? Maybe it'll be one of our listeners making history.
That's an exciting thought. Thanks for sharing these insights. Truly a fascinating story of how luck and brilliance combine to reshape the world of investing.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time, keep an eye out for those chance encounters. You never know where they might lead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.